This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Dung Tran. First name is Dung, D-O-N-G, last name is Tran, T-A-R-N, Tran. Date of birth, 3/28/1958. This letter is being written to Dr. Nong Deng. First name is Nong, N-O-N-G. Last name is Dang, D-A-N-G, Dang, Nong Deng. Address, 429 South Main Street, Milpitas, California, 95035. Telephone number 408-935-9586. Fax number 408-719-1979. Dear Dr. Nong Trang, first name Nong, N-O-N-G, last name Dang, D-A-N-G, Dang, Dr. Nong Dang, Dr. Nong Dang. Thank you for asking me to see this 66-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Mr. Tran has been having persistent itching for about 1 year, mostly at night, period. He has tried different medications and creams with some benefit, period. Oral medications include Allegra, number one, Allegra, number two, Singulair, number three, some Albuterol for coughing and wheezing, period. He does not have any consistent wheezing or asthma symptoms, period. His weight is unchanged and his appetite is completely normal. There is exposure to dog, but he doesn't seem to have any itching around the dog, period. Because of itching, sleep is somewhat disturbed and family wants to make sure there are no obvious problems like allergies resulting in pruritus, period. Most of the itching is around chest, abdomen, and sometimes on his arms and legs, period. Hands and feet are generally okay. He has seen a dermatologist and was given some medications with some benefit. More details are really not available, period. In vitro blood testing was done, and there are many positive reactions suggesting possible allergies to some foods and period. Exam revealed a very pleasant 66-year-old who had dry skin and very faint, fleeting maculopapular rash on back, period. I did not see any stigmata of allergies, period. Clinically, I believe he has dry skin, and I don't believe he has any significant allergies, period. Positive food tests in vitro testing are clinically not relevant, but suggest sensitization, but no actual allergic reactions, period. New paragraph. I recommended number one. New paragraph. Because of persistent dryness and significant itching, I recommended Lidex ointment twice a day, and he is significantly improved, period. His sleep is much better, and he thinks everything is quite well now, period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and management of dry skin, and he was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. New paragraph. Skin testing was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergies, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dry skin. Number two, positive in vitro testing to many foods, but no evidence of any allergies. My treatment plan, number one, skin moisturization was discussed in great detail, and that should be quite helpful. Number two, I gave him some samples of number one, Eucerin Eczema Relief Cream and Eucerin Advanced Repair Cream, period. He should use at least, he should use any one of them at least once daily, and that should be quite effective. Number three, Allegra 180 milligram, Allegra 160 milligram once daily if needed for itching. Number four, if itching is much, if it is more troublesome, then I would recommend Lidex ointment to be used. If Lidex ointment should be used if needed. Period. This particular regimen should be quite effective, and I am hopeful that he will continue to feel well. Period. Certainly, if the pruritus becomes more troublesome, I would recommend a follow-up with dermatologist, follow-up with a dermatologist, and more workup period. Otherwise, I will be happy to see him in future if needed. Period. As always, I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Dung Tran, D-U-N-G, last name Tran, T-R-A-N, Tran.